Okay, I can't make this stuff up. Once again, I can't make this up. I literally, here's a good photo quote somebody sent me. This is perfect. This is exactly perfect. I can't make this stuff up. You're talking to live Liv Morgan, whoever she is, WWE, and you think you are this performer, entertainer, however you want to say it. I don't watch wrestling, but you know, a lot of people do. Literally gets on social media and tells people, "Hey, listen, guys. Hey, listen, men. Don't give people money posing as me. I would never ask anybody, any of my fans, for money. There's literally guys and people and groups and households that are scamming guys. Okay, posing as Liv, Live Morgan, Liv Morgan, Live Morgan, Liv Morgan, I believe. Why, Liv, Livy? I don't know. You get my point. Anyway, if you research her, and I'll say this again, you literally will see where she went on social media telling people, don't give money. I'm not under hardship. You know, I'll say this again. She's worth at least $1 million. Is a part-time wrestler. I'm not sure. I don't watch wrestling. I don't watch WWE. But if you're literally believing that you're talking to a WWE wrestler and then you buy an engagement ring, you're giving a person money, all right? And then you literally research yourself and you find out that it's true. I don't say anything jokingly, okay? It's easy to research this on social media. This WWE wrestler was talking about not just one particular gentleman, but all people. Please don't give money to these people. They're scam artists or con artists, okay? They're gonna take you for everything. They're gonna take my spousal maintenance, which is what happened. Money at spousal maintenance that's legally agreed Eric was giving to a guy posing as Liv Live Morgan. Bought her an engagement ring, was planning on marrying her. I mean, this is a Disney make-believe fictional thing. I'm done with crazy. I'm done with way out there and no man's land. I wish I could take ownership of stuff. In fact, I sat there and told a friend of mine just before the phone, I wish I could just start doing stuff just to people who do stuff to me, just to get a payback to show you how crazy it really looks when you do things that are just not normal. Fictional make-believe. I don't think Peter Pan Tinkerbell has anything to do with it. I don't believe it even falls under Wendy. Okay. All right. Just so people can see, hey, wow, it's nuts. You did that. Okay, now you see exactly how I feel of how crazy and far-fetched people's behavior and actions and decisions consciously making that are far-fetched, absolutely nuts. I don't want to be associated with, I don't want to be around it, I'm not responding to it, I don't care. But when it comes to spousal maintenance, and you agree, whether it's alimony, child support, whatever, if somebody agrees, a legally live document, and they're not doing it, you're going to be held accountable in court in front of a judge. No ifs, ands, or buts, no slice and dice in a period. Especially when you catch someone because you're meant to know by fate, no, the universe hands it to you, and literally realizing somebody's giving your spousal maintenance to a guy posing as a woman or entertainer, whatever the hell. And then you tell the person it's fact, they research it, they realize they're being scammed. And then here's the twisted part of all, they continue talking to the scam con artist. I said this before, who's conning who? The person continues talking to con artist is the person you have to be concerned about because there ain't nothing mentally right about that at all. That is crazy. What's really crazy is this is not a joke. This is the truth. I'm gonna screenshot some of this. The con artist was contacting my phone and saying things as a way to protect themselves from getting in trouble, getting arrested, whatever. Okay, and a con artist who's been doing this for a long time has a long criminal record. And I said it before, it's more than a couple of people in a household conning. And they do this full time. They've been doing this forever. Okay. They're going to gaslight and they're going to flip. They're going to flip it on the person that was given the money because they're not going to go to prison. They're not going to go to jail. Oh, hell no, they're not. They're going to blame the person giving the money. Now they're going to twist the whole scenario. And if law enforcement, federal, anybody, FBI, anything, you know, involves with con artists, scam artists online and they get wind, and they literally get approached, they're going to blame the person giving the money. Any way, shape, or form. It is exactly, it's a twisted game. I'm tired of the nonsense. I want a peaceful, calm, normal life. I'm tired of the shenanigans. I'm tired of the most ridiculous, stupid, asinine, dumbass stuff I've ever seen in my life take place. I don't want no part of it. I will ignore your ass, period. Rest of my life. I don't want no part of it. Get my stuff together and hightail out. I'm going incognito. Get me to the next house. There's no forwarding address. I'm using a P.O. box in a different area, and I'm done. I'm using an alias, whether I go in a mortgage or a temporary rental. I'm done with it. I've literally never seen such crazy stuff. I literally had a laugh last night. This guy is literally sending me and flipping it and letting me know in a way, shape, or form that I'm going to blame Eric. I'm turning this whole situation around, probably got phone calls, probably getting in trouble. Now I'm going to flip it, okay? I don't know if you keep bugging me. I'm going to call cops on you. This guy's talking to Eric, so leave me alone. And he says, if you don't leave me alone, I'll report you're not kidding, okay? And then literally in way, shape, or forms, sitting there saying, I'm not gay. This is this guy, Connor said, he's talking to Eric. I'm not gay. I'm not your babe. I hate you. I'm not gay. All right. You're not my girlfriend, not my boyfriend. I'm not gay. So bye. I know you're a man. He's twisting the whole scenario on Eric. All right. He's telling Eric, I know you're a man. Okay. And he says, I married someone else. I'm not gay. Like, okay, why you keep bugging me? Okay. I literally woke up and I talked to Eric and I told him, I said, listen, are you talking to this Live Live Morgan recently? Because if you are, you're going to get yourself and you're going to actually get your own self in trouble because a con artist is going to flip it on you. Because if you continue talking to somebody and they are being questioned and people's phones can be monitored just like that, especially when there's big con and artist groups and long criminal records, they're going to flip it on you, get you in trouble, not them. Okay. Eric literally admitted he was still talking after his third time knowing, literally talking to this guy, knowing it's a girl. The only thing I had to say to Eric, and that was really all I had to say, because I'm done with crazy, is you may want to watch 90 Day Fiance. I believe that's what it is, before the 90 days or after 90 days, the new series. Okay, everybody watch The Gentleman, who believes he's been in a relationship for 4 years with this woman. Was it Colombia or I don't know where it was at. You'll know what I'm talking about because he's the only one. The producer literally called this woman that he believed he was talking to, okay? This guy realized, like this guy that sends all these random text messages last night, the guy realized he's going to get in trouble. So he bailed out before it got too bad. This guy on 90 Day Fiance was giving money, posing as woman, but the guy literally thought he was in love on 90 Day Fiance. They were one of the people on there on this new season, was literally giving the con artist money, you know, more than a couple thousand. You know that. We all know that. It's just not going to say it on TV. But the producer contacted the number and a guy answered. Was it Carmella or something like that? I watched it and I was like, wow, if that's not the universe having me watching this, this guy still, after hearing the voice, after knowing it's guy, after knowing he's been scammed, this guy posing as a woman using other pictures, okay, he literally still wants to talk to the person he's been talking to. Because he believes there's a relationship or something there, regardless if it's a guy or woman. It's not about the sex of the person or who they are, identity, anatomy. It's about the whole relationship of getting built. And he literally says this on 90 Day Fiance. I told Eric, you need to watch that episode. You need to watch this because you're doing exactly what this guy is. But the con artist last night, no lie, early this morning last night, literally sending all this stuff. That's a con artist that is literally setting somebody up. The person giving them money is setting them up to get them in trouble instead of themselves. These are people who are experienced con artists, scammers online. They've been doing this a long time, folks. They will never go to jail again, promise you that. But they will twist it and get the person giving the money in trouble. And they will set them up. And the problem is Eric admitted to still talking to this guy. Still. And the guy literally had enough. I've never been involved, never been around. I realized a lot of problems in my life started when I met somebody that portrayed themselves to be somebody they weren't. I got married to somebody who was a charmer, and it was nothing but a big fraudulent joke. And I've made peace with that. I'm not embarrassed by it anymore. I was, but why the hell am I embarrassed with somebody else's actions? You know? I believed in this person that loved me, and this is this, and it was a joke. It was fraudulent. It was a joke. I'm asking the marriage to be completely null and void in the court system. It's the truth. And you can do that annulment if you have fact that it is fraudulent and the person portraying themselves to somebody they're not. And I have enough. But I don't want to deal with this, any of it. It's just getting the rest of what needs to get together at the house, put for sale and gone. I don't plan on putting any forwarding address. I don't plan on saying where I'm at. I plan on getting a PO box, even if I need that at this point. We all pay bills online. And I don't want anybody to know any of my whereabouts. Do podcasts and that. I will bloop things out. I want peace and quiet and calm. I don't want to be involved in craziness. I don't want to be involved in any Peter Pan nonsense, ridiculousness, any scamming con artist BS, okay? This guy meant business. Basically telling Eric, listen, I'm married, I'm a guy, and I'm not gay. Don't contact me anymore. And Eric admitted to contacting the guy still. What's going to happen is the con artist, per somebody on the phone today, will flip this and get the person giving the money in trouble. Will I get my spousal maintenance back? Because spousal maintenance should be paid before you're going to give any con artist or scam artist money. It'll have to be handled in court. That's all I'll say. But this is real. This is what happens. I'm going to screenshot some of this. The con artists will flip the stuff and they will literally get the person that they con in trouble. They get any calls, any wind of things, you know, people start turning things in, you know, those that be who hold whatever, I'm just going to leave it at that federal level. And, once they get interviewed or called whatever, a con artist will flip it. They will manipulate and try to see if the person that they were conning will continue talking to them. Anybody who is in that frame of mind and continues talking to somebody that you know is a con, you know is a joke, you know things are happening and you're warned and you're told stop, an attorney tells you to stop and you continue doing the stuff. You know, what I was going to say is when you make decisions, sometimes you have to pay for your own decisions and actions. And a con artist will flip it on you and they'll get you in trouble. Cause trust me by saying some of these con artists, and scammers are, they're experienced. They know what they're doing and they will make sure you go to jail before they will, they don't play around, but you know, you can only tell people and attorneys and other people can tell people so many times what you're doing and listen, this is that. And people sometimes get in this fictional make-believe fantasy land and, fantasy land gets finished in a game of fantasy, a game of shoots and ladders in jail or prison, because it's not to be played with. But they didn't contact anymore. They made their made it brutally clear, period. Don't bother them anymore. And when I asked them, are you going to contact this person, just as of yesterday, and they said yes. Eric said yes, I have. I'm not involved in the topic of crazy. I'm not wasting my energy anymore. I'm focused on continuing to fend for myself, selling the property, and getting into a place that I can realize peace, quiet, and safety. And I'm not looking back, period. And let attorneys and court system handle the rest. You know, I'm not going to waste my precious, valuable time. But for those guys out there who you believe you can buy women, you can buy sex, you can buy this image of somebody else's photos that are being stolen online, identities, okay? So you can show off or feel better, whatever fantasy you're fulfilling. You know, first of all, get on a normal level. You need to get out of fantasy land, okay? It's not a joke because these con artists, scam artists are going to get you in trouble, period. They're going to get you in trouble. You start hiding, you give money, any kind of money, anything given to these con artists and that can be tracked. At any federal level, everything can be tracked. Anything can be monitored, you know? And sometimes you continue and play in a fantasy land, you're setting yourself up for reality, you know? But people who play with con artists, scam artists, watch out. These people will not go to prison or jail again if they have a long criminal record. Trust me by saying they're going to flip it and twist it, like these screenshots here, and they're going to land you in trouble instead. Period. You know? But I don't... You know, I'm not going to continue being embarrassed on actions and behavior of things that are done that are not of mine. I do not own and they're not of my actions or behavior. So therefore, I will not be embarrassed of others' actions or behavior. All I can do is own my own actions and behavior decisions. And I'm not getting involved in the craziness anymore. I choose to evade and avoid and ignore. And that's how it's going to be. I don't focus on the things at hand. That's it. It's part of selfish season, but it was actually a rude awakening and a shocker to see a con artist, scam artist flip and twist it on Eric. But really, is it really surprising after all? Now, as a con artist, scam artist, when they know things are about to go down, they're not going down with it. They're going to make sure the person giving them money that they scammed and conned is going to be the one that's going to take the fall, not them. Period.